What's up, everybody? So I'm hanging out with Brittany Hodak, and guys, you hear me talk a lot about Brittany on the show because I love her. She has the super fans that she talks about, and we're here at Equity Prime, and she talked about it again today. Brittany, it's seriously, I don't just say this. You are one of the people I truly reference most. You and Austin Kleon are probably like the people that I literally talk about because super fans is so much fun. And today, you talked about so many of the great points. You always have so many great strategies and tactics, but there's something that I think is really relevant for everybody listening right now, and that's your high five. I want to talk about that a little bit. So if you will, share a little bit about your high five and kind of how it came to be and really what it is.
Yeah, so thank you, first of all.
Absolutely.
For all of the kind words. I pay Josh to say nice things about. That's why he talks about me a lot. It's like a referral relationship. here we are a couple of weeks into a new year, and one of my favorite traditions is every year for, this is year number 6, so every year for the past 5 years, I have chosen 5 people who I've said, I am going to hyper, super, ultra focus on super serving these people this year because I think they have the power to move my business forward more than anyone else.
So cool.
And so every year, at the beginning of the year, or usually the end of the year before, I make a list of 5 people. And I always make sure that one of those people is totally out of reach. Like it's somebody I've never talked to. Usually it's, you know, it's a celebrity or it's a high-powered journalist or it's somebody that I feel like if I can get on their radar in a real way, it's going to move the needle. There's always a couple of people that I'm like, oh, who would my dream mentor be? And then, you know, sometimes like friends, clients, like usually it's a couple of friends or clients on the list. And then I just make it my mission all year long to add value to those people. They have no idea they're on my list. Every situation is different. Like every person is treated as an individual in terms of what it is I can do to add value to them, how important I should or how frequently I should be getting in front of them, whether it's, you know, I'm doing stuff in person, I'm sending gifts, I'm sending emails, whatever it is, but trying to make sure that I know for 2020, these are the 5 people who, at the exclusion of everything else, I'm going to make sure I'm doing a really great job showing up for and adding value to. And then hopefully when I need something from them, I will be top of mind and they will think of me.
Can be reciprocated.
Right.
So here's what you mentioned, something that I think is critical. Each one of those 5 people, they're unique. This isn't something like, it's not a cut and paste. It's not everybody gets the same thank you card. It's a little bit different because each one of those people are different. And that's something you talk about a lot, is you really have to, and the platinum rule is actually one of my favorite things that you share. People always talk about the golden rule, which is treat people the way they, or the way you want to be treated. But the platinum rule is to treat people the way they want to be treated. Same way with this high five, with this 5 rule, is you got to treat them and you have to know their situation, their circumstance. That's a big thing for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so with the 5 people, I start by asking myself, do I know everything I need to know about them in order to, you know, provide a great experience? Again, they're not expecting this. They don't know about this. But simple things like, when is their birthday? What are their spouse's names? What are their children's names? When's their wedding anniversary? Things that usually you can find online with like a little bit of research. Sometimes these are people I'm not connected with socially because they don't even know who I am at all. But figuring out their interests, their passions, the things they care about, so that throughout the year, I can, you know, maybe send an article their way and say, hey, this just came across my news feed and I thought you might enjoy it, wanted to send it your way. I do that all the time. And in reality, sometimes I spent like an hour trying to find a story that I could send to somebody and be like, hey, I just saw this and thought of you. It's like, no, I just spent an hour trying to find something that I thought was worthy to send to you and get your attention.
But it's always worth it in the end. That extra time that you spent always goes so far, because again, it shows that you care about those people and they're like, oh my gosh, Brittany, actually, she remembered that I loved whatever it is. It's their hobby or something that you heard. Yeah. So
absolutely. It's like you with your tennis ball story. That's such a great story.
Yeah, exactly.
And I bet you, how many times had you done something similar before you got super lucky with that? Probably so many times, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, we just do it. We're not expecting people to reciprocate. We just do it because we care about people. We're about relationships ultimately. Right. And talking about super fans, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. You should never, ever give a gift with any sense of expectation. Gifts should always come from a place of gratitude. It should never be like a quid pro quo. It should never be a, I'm giving them this because next week I'm going to ask for something, because that defeats the purpose. If it's not authentic, then you would be better off just not doing it.
Absolutely agree. Guys, Brittany Hodak, if you have not heard her speak, you should absolutely reach out. You go BrittanyHodak.com. I mean, she literally is one of my favorite. We were just joking that I've probably seen Brittany speak at least 6 or 7 times this
last
year.
I was like, Josh, why do you keep coming to my keynotes? You've seen them so many times. You must hate me. And he was like, no.
I love it every single time. But if you haven't heard her speak, or if you're a corporate company thinking, I'm like, hey, who do we bring out? You got to reach out to Brittany because she is incredible. She gets the mortgage industry. Aww. She gets you as an originator. So Brittany, as always, such an honor. Such a pleasure hanging out with you.
We should do something together. That would be so fun.
Oh my gosh, it would be an honor.
Wait, let's do like a panel or something fun with us and like some of our buddies.
We're gonna do it. There's so many great people.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is gonna be fun. We'll figure it out. Stay tuned where you can see us together next.
Brittany, thanks so much for hanging out. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh.
Guys, we appreciate you. We love you. Make sure you show up, you hustle, you repeat every day. See ya.
Bye.